marriage, hauntings, murder. We've got it all. A husband and wife talking about all things real, scary, and truthful. Welcome to our podcast.
Do you need something to scare you this Halloween season? Join us on Weekly Spooky. Every Wednesday, we bring you a new narrated horror story. Ghosts, murderers, monsters, and more all await. Find us before we find you at weeklyspooky.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, are you in the United States or Japan and looking for a private investigation? Then I have got the website for you. Head to yaminotante.org and you will be able to find everything you need about them, ways to contact them, case types, and so much more. They are there to help you, like I said, if you are in the United States or Japan. All you have to do is head to www.yaminotante.org and you'll find everything you need and so much more. You can contact them if you have any questions and they'll be there to help you no matter what. So check them out if you're looking for a private investigator in the United States or Japan, and enjoy. What's going on, everybody? Eric's here. He's apparently not speaking.
Of course I'm here. This is my podcast.
Oh. Well, go ahead then.
I just did.
Continue. Let's talk about your podcast.
Well, this concludes my podcast.
My episode is done. Thank you. I feel like it's spooky season and we've done a lot of spooky things that now we should talk about.
What have we done that's spooky?
Well, all the shit that we've watched and didn't watch. Like, number one, The Watcher.
Garbage.
Didn't even make it through the first episode. Couldn't do it. Like, I get that, I don't know. I get that you have to, like, what is it? Dramatize? How do you say it?
That's how you
dramatize
say it.
Dramatize it for TV, but, like, after you have, like, done the podcast about it and you know the story, it's hard to watch that, at least, because instantly I was even like, they didn't even move into the house. Like, they never even moved in. So we're already...
I didn't realize how they get the letters in.
Because they bought the house and, like, was fixing it up and stuff. And, of course, got mail.
In the show, they bought it and was fixing it up, though.
But they moved in. They didn't move into the... They never moved into the house. And then the dumbwaiter, none of that was real. Like, it was just... I couldn't do it.
Well, it's just based on true story. It's not, like, the story.
I know. But to me, the real story is creepier. Like, you don't even live there, and this guy's like, hey, I see your kids. I see you. What up, hoes?
Yeah. I guess so.
So we couldn't do it. We did watch The Midnight Club. It wasn't scary, but it was good. It's like a...
Is it supposed to be scary? Because it's not even remotely scary.
No, but it's Mike Flanagan, so people think that because it's him, it's supposed to be terrifying. But it wasn't. But it was still good. Cash is scratching. I'm sure it sounds like someone is beating our door down.
He has no control.
Oh, and we watched Halloween Ends, and we liked it, but Twitter fucking hated it.
I mean, it's not the greatest movie. It's fine. It was good enough to watch.
Once. Yeah, right. We watched Halloween Kills, and that movie was not good either.
I've only watched it once.
We've watched it more than once. We watched it at home when it came out, and we've watched it again.
Well, I don't believe so. I haven't.
I have.
That one's garbage.
I don't know. I just don't know what people expect is my thing.
The story was just dumb in the new one.
How?
Nobody befriends Michael Myers, first of all. That's ridiculous.
I don't think Michael was like, let's be friends. I think he was.
He didn't kill him. He kills everything that he sees.
He did kill him.
Not at first.
Because he was weak.
That's bullshit. He was strong enough to kill him.
Weak and living in a...
He's Michael fucking Myers. That part I did not like at all. The kills were good.
To me, it made it...
I don't like how they made it seem so, like, soap opera-y.
I didn't think that. To me, it was like they were saying, oh, Kobe, whatever his name was.
No idea.
I don't know. Was going to be, he'll be the next Michael. He's going to take the mask. And then it was like, nobody's Mikey. Like that to me.
That's what I'm saying. He should have killed him. He would have killed him.
But then there wouldn't be a story.
Yeah, it could have just been original story. He's still trying to kill
Lori.
And that didn't have anything to do with some weird kid.
What if?
The kills were good. The movie was fine, but I just didn't like that part of it. No, you can't just be homies with Michael Myers.
I mean, but could you?
No, he would
if
just
if you're
kill
living
you.
in a
There's no argument.
Sewer, maybe you need friends at some point. Maybe you're like, damn, this is boring.
He's Michael Myers.
I need a homie.
He doesn't care about that. He just wants to kill people.
I need a friend.
That part was ridiculous, I think.
Okay, but that's all you've complained about.
I said it was a fine movie and the kills were good, but that's the main part of the movie.
They were
whole
friends
story,
for like 2 seconds. He brought him people to kill.
Yeah, for the whole movie.
Because some people say that it's like he's supernatural. So when he kills people, he gets strength or whatever. I never was like, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. The story they made out of it is kind of stupid.
I don't look at it like that when I watch it.
No, just a guy wearing a mask that kills people and babysitters. That's it. That's
kills
what Michael
people
Myers
and
is.
Babysitters. Babysitters aren't people.
I guess so.
Kills people and babysitters. And aliens.
Well, there goes the dog.
And
our adopted dog.
Yeah, we have my mom's dog with us. And she's the only good one.
She's a big old yellow lab. Oh my goodness.
She's pawing at Eric like, be my friend, bitch. So yeah, we've been spooky. What up? What did we just watch? Didn't we just finish something? Hill House for the millionth time.
I think it's the only second time I've watched it because I don't remember none of it.
I watch it every year, so you're telling me that I would have watched Hill House without you?
Of course. Oh. You watch all kinds of shit without me.
Oh, well. Yellow. Yellow. Are we going to watch Unsolved Mysteries?
I don't care about Unsolved. You can watch it.
We watched it before, and now you're like, no.
Well, I obviously didn't leave a mark, because I don't remember none of that.
Oh, my God. We watched Dahmer. Have we talked about that? I don't think so.
I don't know.
We did watch Dahmer. Well, I watched all of it. Eric watched the last
four or five.
I thought it was good. I don't know. I don't. It's like people just want a bitch about something, really. Because like it wasn't really about him, and it didn't like glamorize him the way that some of those shows do or movies or whatever. It was like this guy's a real big piece of shit, which is to me like what you would want them to say, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't want him to be like, Dahmer was cool. He just so happened to eat people.
Nobody's ever thought Dahmer was cool.
But I'm saying, that's what people are like, I don't know. People would just bitch. Everybody bitches. Just be quiet. No more bitching.
Be quiet. I want to watch that 28 Days Haunted on Netflix. I think it's out.
I don't know. And we watched The Curse of Bridge Hollow. That wasn't scary, but it was cute.
It's definitely not meant to be scary.
No, I know. But some people might not know what it is. It's got the little girl from Stranger Things, Erica.
What did I say 28 Days Haunted was? Like a They go to like the most haunted place and stay 28 days. That's what it is, ain't it? Like, I can't remember. Documentary or marking, whatever the fuck it's called.
Is it a real story?
Real places, yeah, I think.
Then it's a documentary. Mockumentary are shows that
but
make
But I think they're real places, but I don't know if it's a documentary crew or people that are making a movie or making a show about it. I don't know. I don't remember what the fuck it said.
Struck a chord.
I know when I read it, I want to watch it. So. Pretty sure I want to watch it.
Oh my God, I could be wrong though. Yeah. Well.
Are you fucking stupid?
And we've watched Unsolved Mysteries. This is season 3. We watched 2 seasons.
No way.
Remember there was the guy that was at his friend's house and like went walking and then went missing at a he was at a party.
Yeah, but
and then the mom.
I'm not big on those because they're unsolved. I don't know how many times I can say that. I don't like that. I don't know.
There's no resolution. Well, then you're not going to like our story today. It is also unsolved. But I guess like the biggest thing, which I did like a little update about it, but the biggest thing is that Paul Flores is convicted of killing Kristen Smart 26 years later or whatever. Yeah, 26. Fuck that guy. But his daddy didn't get...
I don't know anything about it, so... Talk to me like I do, but I don't.
I
don't even know who the hell Kristen Smart is.
The one that went missing, she was...
I was 10, so...
Went missing in California, San Luis Obispo, California. I follow it, the Your Own Backyard podcast. And he killed her. And... hid the body, remember, under the house. And then they got scared and moved the body, and they still don't know where her body is.
No.
We've literally talked about it.
I can't remember everything that you say or that we talk about.
You don't remember anything I say. So.
Yeah, luckily I'm going to forget that statement you just made.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
And forgotten. Well... we're talking about an unsolved case today, so sorry.
Great.
Considering.
So you want to talk about one of these and then watch
and a then bunch watch more? Them?
No.
We're gonna talk. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
You can watch that without me.
No, because I have to have somebody to talk about it with. You're my somebody.
No, I'm not watching something I'm not interested in just so you can talk to me about it.
You are interested.
I'm not.
It's crime.
I'm interested in the solved part. If they come out with the sequel of Solved
Mysteries, Mysteries.
I'll watch that.
Finally, the sequel we've all been waiting for, Solved Mysteries.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's the show I want to watch.
Oh my
you get
God.
Real intrigued by something and then you're into it and then it's just like, fucking done.
I just rip the blankets off of you.
It's like you might as well just turn the damn TV
What's
off.
What's the saying? Rip the rug out from under you. I said rip the blankets off of you.
I mean, whatever. Either way. They just abandon you.
They just rip the blankets off of you and keep on going. Okay. Are you ready to get to the story?
Yep. Can't wait to hear another unsolved story.
Mystery. Well, the good thing about this one is that her sister is on TikTok and you can follow her for like updates.
Is this the one you literally sent me today?
Yesterday. Or today. Yesterday. But yes.
So, yeah, you sent it to me today, and now we're talking about it.
Now we're talking about it.
Only hours later.
Yeah. You're welcome.
These are supposed to be things I don't know about, aren't they?
You don't. You know.
You
watched
the video.
A 2-second video. Tell me about the story.
You said 2 seconds? You send the longest TikToks. They're like 9 minutes.
Then go. Tell the story.
This girl went missing. And her sister made a TikTok.
Exactly. Chantramet. Her name is Mara Murray.
I do remember that.
She was born May 4th, 1982, and she disappeared February 9th, 2004, near Woodsville, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I do know the story then. Now I remember.
Go.
The late, she was in a car wreck and with multiple witnesses. And by the time the cops got there, the doors were locked and she was gone, right?
She was a 21-year-old nursing student at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. So, she had an older brother named Fred, two older sisters, Kathleen and Julie, and a younger brother named Kurt. Her father's name was Frederick, and her mother's name was Lori. I want to say her mom has since passed away. When I, just like scrolling through her TikTok videos, that's what it made it seem like. I'm not 100%, so don't hold me to that. But she had videos with her dad, and she like had a video talking about her mom. So I want to say her mom has since passed away, but I could be wrong. So 3 months before she disappeared, she admitted to using a stolen credit card to order food from several restaurants, and which is weird. Like, where did you get it?
Who steals a credit card to buy food?
If I'm stealing a credit card, I'm taking myself to Disney. Like,
I mean, if you're gonna do it, might as well make it worth it.
Do it right.
Not for a damn cheeseburger.
Yeah. On the evening of February 4th, 2004, she was on duty at her campus security job, and she spoke on the phone with her older sister, Kathleen. She talked about problems with, they talked about problems with Kathleen's relationship with her fiance, and she had been crying apparently and completely zoned out, but they didn't really know why. So they took her back to her dorm room at about 1:20 in the morning, and they asked her what was wrong, and all she said was, "My sister." So they didn't know, like, is she okay? What's going on? Why are you so upset about, like, if it's the fiance situation, why are you so upset about that? They still don't really know, like, what she, like, why she was so upset about that phone call, because, I mean, it wasn't her relationship, so maybe she was, like, a very empathetic person, and she didn't, you know, she, other people's sadness makes her feel sad. So on February 7th, her dad went to Amherst, where she lived, and, they went car shopping and then went to dinner with a friend of his daughter. She dropped her dad off at his motel room, borrowed his car, went to a dorm party. And then on the way back, she struck a guardrail and caused almost $10,000 worth of damage to the car. They didn't do a sobriety test, and so she didn't get in trouble for like drinking and driving or anything because they didn't do one, which to me is so crazy. Like, college town, clearly you could probably smell the alcohol on her, and they're like, meh.
Maybe.
Well, some cops just also don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But that's a story for another time. He did say that the damage to his vehicle would be covered by his insurance, and he was like, okay, so I'm just gonna rent a car, and then she has to fill out all the accident forms, it'll be fine, blah blah blah. And then she's like, okay. And then he went home. So on Monday after midnight on the 9th, she used her computer to MapQuest. Remember MapQuest?
Well, yeah.
And you'd like be driving with like like three sheets of paper trying to go somewhere, which was completely the most unsafe thing.
Hey, you could just use a map. It's one piece of paper.
But I'm saying, either way, before GPS, if you were in the car by yourself and you had to MapQuest something or use a map, it's completely, it was like the most unsafe
thing. Why? You'd have to map it out before you leave. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you could still get confused, or you could get lost, well, make a wrong turn.
Yeah. Just find your way out.
With your...
You'd never make it, would you?
I use MapQuest. Made it just fine.
What do you mean with a map?
If
you just had a map, a road map.
I feel like I could do it. Why are you looking at me like that? You don't think I could?
I don't know.
I'm basically Bear Grylls.
Yeah. Which way is east?
That way.
That's west.
Oh, sun rises in the east, so it's that way.
You wouldn't make it.
It took me a minute. Anyway, she used MapQuest. She was going to Berkshires and Burlington, Vermont. She emailed her boyfriend and said, "I love you more, stud. I got your messages, but honestly, I didn't feel like talking too much of anyone. I promised to call you today, though. Love, Mara." And she also called about renting a condo in New Hampshire. And, but they didn't, like, do you, like, have a contract back then? Like, how did you rent stuff?
I don't know. I was a child.
Oh, well, he didn't rent her the condo. So I don't know how to say that. she didn't get the condo. But then she called a fellow nurse, a friend of hers, but nobody knows what that conversation was about. Later that day, she emailed a work supervisor and said that she would be out of town for a week due to a death in her family. But according to her family, there hadn't been a death in the family. So they thought that was weird because why are you just lying?
Just wanted a break.
About what you could be like, I need a vacation. Not someone's dead.
People lie about family deaths all the time to get out of work.
Well, I know, but
I know that a guy that either had 19 grandmas, or he's lying.
Who?
I'm not gonna say his name.
Spill it.
He just worked with us.
I'm not gonna say his name.
He went to like 8 grandmas' funerals. Like, who has 8 grandmas?
Oh, that's funny. So like I said, there was no death. She also called about booking hotels, and then she also called her boyfriend and left a voicemail promising that they would talk later. So she did call him, like she said, but there was no death in the family, so she's iffy. She'll lie about someone dying, but she will call you, like she said she would.
She just using an excuse to get out of work.
So I've never lied about someone dying. That's so weird.
Well, some people really don't want to work.
Yeah. So she had all her stuff packed, clothes, toiletries, college textbooks, and birth control pills. Oh my God, my computer went to sleep. Freaked me out. When her room was searched later, they discovered that most of her belongings were packed in boxes and art was removed from the walls. And they didn't know why, because it's not like she was really moving anywhere. So they were confused about that. But the same day, she took $280 from an ATM, which is like, why not just spring for the $300?
That's all she had.
She's like, I got $281. I'm taking $280. I have to get it from my ATM, though, because I can't get charged a fee.
Let it ride.
And then later she also bought about $40 worth of alcoholic beverage, including Bailey's, Kahlua, vodka, and a box of wine. What a weird mix.
Yeah.
She's like, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Covering all the bases. Security footage showed that she was alone when she made that purchase. And she did also pick up the accident report forms that she told her dad that she would pick up. So, see, she was good. But people were still curious about, like, what she was doing. So, she left Amherst between 4 and 5 and called to check her voicemail at 4:37. And that was the last recorded use of her cell phone. Remember, I like totally forgot you could call and like check your messages until just now. Like your home answering machine. I almost said your home voicemail.
I mean, it is voicemail.
Yeah, basically. I guess. Did you have an answering machine?
Yeah, everybody did.
I'm trying to think of what mine said. I know after, like, there was a while where we all did the hello. Hello. I can't hear you.
Pretty sure ours was not custom. I think it was just a.
Because at one point.
Whatever the fuck came on it.
At one point, I had my own line, and that's what I did. Hello. I can't hear you. Hello. Oh, just kidding. I'm not here. Leave a message.
Yeah, it sounds like some shit you'd do.
You don't remember when people did that?
Yeah, people still do it on their voicemails on their phone.
Ew, really? Who?
Well, I don't fucking know.
Oh. If I call someone and that's their voicemail, I'm leaving them a nasty message.
I'm blocking their number.
I will never call you again.
Nobody calls anymore. People just text.
Yeah.
I prefer to call.
I prefer.
It's faster.
No.
It's not. It takes 5 seconds to answer to call somebody. Me, 7 seconds for my conversation to be over. And then it's over.
And then?
12 to 15 seconds, I got my message across.
Done.
And then I don't have to talk to them for weeks.
Weeks.
Months.
Years.
I could go. I could keep on going.
Okay. So sometime after 7, a Woodsville, New Hampshire resident heard a loud thump outside of her house. And she could see a car against a snowbank along Route 112, also known as Wild Ammonoskew Road. I don't know if I'm saying that right. A-M-M-O-N-O-O-S-U-C. Ammonoosk. With a hard C, apparently. At 7:27... the local woman reported the car accident. She telephoned the sheriff's department to report the accident, and she claimed to have seen a man smoking a cigarette inside the car. But she later said that she hadn't seen a man or a person smoking the cigarette, but seen what appeared to be a red light glowing from inside of his car, possibly a cell phone. And a passing motorist who was a school bus driver, stopped at the scene and said that they saw a young woman walking around the vehicle. How do you confuse a cigarette with a cell phone?
A pack of cigarettes, maybe?
If he's smoking, it would like
the ember. Maybe
he was holding
that pack or something.
I don't know. The school bus driver said that the woman wasn't bleeding or visibly injured, but they were definitely cold. He said he would telephone someone to help, and she said, don't call the police. She had already called AAA, but AAA has had no record of a call from her. So the bus driver was like, okay, well, I won't call then. But then he did go home and did call the police at 7:43. He couldn't see the car while he made the call because he was at home, but he did notice that several cars passed on the road before the police arrived, and that there was a SUV parked face-to-face with her car, but they didn't know who it was or, like, if it was someone there trying to help or being malicious. They didn't know. So a police officer arrived at the scene, but the woman driver had disappeared. No one was in the car. No one was around the car. It had hit a tree on the driver's side and damaged the left headlight and pushed the car's radiator into the fan so the car wouldn't work anymore. The windshield was cracked on the driver's sides and both airbags had deployed and the car was locked. I mean, after you wreck your car, is there a need to lock it?
Don't passenger airbags not go off if there's nobody in the seat?
I think they go off no matter what. I don't know. I'm not an airbag.
My truck, when nobody's in it, the airbag's off. When somebody sits in it, it comes on.
I don't know. Because mine
Jeep's
doesn't.
It's the same way. It's the same way.
There's no airbag light.
There's not?
If you sit in the passenger seat and you don't have your seatbelt on, it'll like pop up a little picture, but there's no airbag light saying.
Huh.
I'm sure maybe like some cars do, but I would just assume that it would go off no matter what. Why wouldn't it?
I wrecked my mom's car when I was 19 and it only mine went off. Driver's side didn't.
I don't know.
Anyway, because some of them have a key you can turn on.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, mine doesn't and yours doesn't.
It doesn't have a key, but it's got a sensor in it.
Well, mine doesn't even have that, so.
Makes you think, though, maybe there was a passenger.
Maybe. Google it. Does the airbag go off if no one's in the seat?
Continue while I Google.
Inside the car, he discovered red stains that looked to be wine. They also found an empty beer bottle and a damaged box of the box wine near the seat. He found a AAA card issued to her, a blank accident report form, gloves, CDs, makeup, jewelry, driving directions to Burlington, Vermont, her favorite stuffed animal, a book, and a book about mountain climbing in the White Mountains. Her debit card, credit cards, and cell phone were gone, and they have not been located or used since her disappearance. And some bottles of liquor were also missing. Did you find anything?
Yes.
And what's the verdict on the airbags?
This is 2004.
Yes. Right.
It would go off unless it was turned off in 2004. But now only the driver's seat will. Only driver's side will go off if no one's in the passenger seat because they're made with sensors.
Since when?
I don't know what year, but it said 2004. It was probably.
So they would.
It just
all
had
go
a key
off.
Switch you could turn off and on, so it would probably just go off, even if nobody was in it. But you never know.
Learn something new.
Could have been a passenger.
Okay, so now that we've had our airbag lesson of the day, let's keep going forward. Police traced the vehicle to her and first identified her as a missing person on belief that she may have wanted to disappear voluntarily. So they were like, maybe, like, she's traveling, you know, she's got all of her stuff, like her jewelry and all that stuff in here. Maybe she wanted to go. And nobody, like, knew about her trip, really. So maybe they were like, she's just trying to bounce. That's it. Case closed. Yeah. But of course, her family was like, I don't think so. So later that night, between 8 and 9:30, there was an alleged sighting of her. A contractor that was going home saw a young person moving quickly on foot, on Route 112, about 4 to 5 miles east of where her car was discovered. He said that the young person was wearing jeans, a dark coat, and a light colored hood. He didn't think to report it to the police immediately because he couldn't, like, remember the date when he saw it, like, later when, I guess, like, this came out in the news or whatever. He couldn't remember if that was the exact date. But he did realize that it was the date and finally told the police about it. But of course they couldn't prove that. They also thought that they found a rag that was part of her emergency roadside kit that was stuffed into the Saturn's muffler pipe. And they also said that she was just simply missing the next day after the confirmed sighting of her. So they weren't like, nothing's happened. They were just like, yeah, she's gone. Okay. So at first, on February 10th, they did like you remember when they would do like the news stories and they would be like, be on the lookout for a blonde woman wearing da da da. That's all they did at first. They said that she was wearing a dark coat, jeans, and a black backpack. They said that her car was abandoned, and if you see her, give us a call. I feel like I vaguely remember, I mean, obviously not this case in particular, but like when they used to do that, be on the lookout for blah, blah, blah.
They probably still do.
Yeah, but not as much.
I don't watch the news, so I don't wouldn't know.
No news in this house. A police dog tracked the scent from one of her gloves 100 yards east from where the vehicle had been discovered, but then lost the scent. They also thought that since the dog lost the scent, maybe she left the area in another car. They obviously talked to her boyfriend, and then they talked to her boyfriend's parents, and they believe that, they said that they believe that she ran away to attempt suicide or run away, but her family said that that was unlikely. When her boyfriend was on his trip to Haverhill, he turned his phone off while he was on the flight because you're supposed to. At some point he received a voicemail that was, he thought was the sound of her sobbing, and the call was traced to a card issued to the American Red Cross, but she stole credit cards, so I guess it could have been her. They held press conferences and did all that stuff. Like they said, some people said that she was potentially suicidal, and like her family and boyfriend still said no. I don't know why you keep saying that, but she wasn't. They expanded the search into Vermont and still found no sign of her. The FBI joined the investigation 10 days after she disappeared. They interviewed family from Massachusetts, the police chief, and the search was now nationwide. They also searched a second ground and air search using a helicopter, thermal imaging camera, tracking, and cadaver dogs. Her older sister discovered a ripped white pair of woman's underwear lying in the snow on a trail near French Pond Road on the 26th, but the underwear did not belong to her. So
how do they know?
They did a DNA test.
They just checked the name written in the back of it?
Yeah. They were like, this is Eric's panties. His Wednesday panties.
Well,
panties is weird. Weird word.
Yeah, if you enunciate the T that bad, it is.
Panties?
Panties.
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 I don't like it.
Panties? It sounds better than panties.
I'm saying I don't like either one of them.
Say it real fast, panties.
Hey. Where's your panties?
Where's your panties? Your panties are those. Say it real fast. Sounds like you're saying pennies. Where's your penis?
Is that your penis?
What?
See, you can say whatever you want.
No, that is not. Let the record show my penis is visible.
This is not my penis. At the end of February, the police returned the items that they found in her car to her family. The family ended up checking out of the hotel and going home at the beginning of March. In April and again in June, there was, I guess, like a case that was similar to this that they were trying to compare her with, like another missing persons case that the story was similar. And they finally were like, okay, the cases aren't connected. We're going to move on from that. So, like, I think that's, even if they are, like, similar, that doesn't necessarily mean they're.
Yeah, but you got to check it out.
No, I know, but I'm saying, maybe no, check it out.
No such thing as coincidences.
Privately before, like, involving the family into thinking, like, something else.
Yeah, but you should update them.
No, I know
I
that.
I don't think it's nothing wrong with it.
But I'm saying, just be like, has this, do you know this person? Oh, okay. But you don't have to, like, unless you know for sure. Because there's so much already going through your mind. I feel like as the family should focus on what they know first, if that makes sense. Like, there's no need in, like, stressing them out when you don't have all the facts, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
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 So, on July 1st, they took the items back from the family to do forensic analysis. And on July 13th, they did a 1 mile radius search with nearly 100 searchers, including state troopers, rescue personnel, and volunteers. And it was the fourth search around the area at the time, but the first search performed without snow on the ground. So they thought that maybe they could find something different that time. They were really looking for her backpack because they didn't know if she took that with her or left it somewhere, I guess. They discovered nothing conclusive on that search. So imagine, like, you're just dying for the snow to be gone and then still nothing.
How long was it?
From February to July.
God, that's so long.
That's what I'm saying. You can't
just be excited about it. I mean,
no, I know. So much
would change.
I'm saying, like, but you would probably have some kind of hope. In late 2004, a man supposedly gave her father a rusty stained knife that belonged to the man's brother, who said that maybe his brother had something to do with the disappearance and maybe killed her, which is so crazy to me. But apparently nothing, like, came out about that either. In 2005, her father petitioned the New Hampshire governor for help in the search and appeared on the Montel Williams Show to publicize the case. This was the first anniversary of her disappearance, and they held a service where her car was found, and the father met with the governor during that time. In late 2005, he filed a suit against several law enforcement agencies seeking files on the case because he thought the case was being mishandled and wasn't progressing like it should. On November 1st, a user named Tom Davies logged into a message board called Not Without Peril, which was dedicated to discuss her disappearance, and claimed to have seen a black backpack in a restroom in, I'm not going to pronounce this right, Pemigewasset Overlook. I don't know if that's correct. Around 30 miles east of Route 112. And of course, she had a black backpack. It said that the law said that they were aware of the backpack, but did not disclose whether it had been taken in for testing or not. I'll be like, listen up, bitch. Do you have that fucking backpack?
They were not aware of the backpack.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh yeah, we know about that backpack. Wink, wink. Sure we do. That would piss me off. I can't even imagine. So later, from 2006 to 2010, they did more searches. So that's what, 2 years later almost? Yeah.
What?
From the original search, 2 years later, from the, I guess, first after snowfall search.
2004, wasn't the first one?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to piece all the numbers together. So they were like, something ominous could have happened here. And so there was an Arkansas group called Let's Bring Them Home that offered $75,000 reward information for information that could solve her disappearance in 2007. So that's pretty cool. I've never heard of that before. Let's Bring Them Home.
I definitely haven't.
Well, it's in Arkansas. I wonder where at. In
Arkansas.
I'm saying where at in Arkansas. In 2006 of October, volunteers led a 2-day search within a few miles of where her car was found, and in a closet of an A-frame house approximately 1 mile from the crash site, cadaver dogs allegedly went bonkers, possibly identifying the presence of human remains. The house had formerly been the residence of a man implicated by his brother who had given him the rusty knife in 2004. A sample from the carpet was sent to the New Hampshire State Police, but the results were never released to the public. And in 2008, they did another search, and the group had dog teams and licensed private investigators. Let me tell you something. If I'm ever missing, and like they bring in cadaver dogs and the cadaver dogs go crazy and shit like that, and then the cops are like, "Yeah, we're not gonna."
Why wouldn't they though?
That's what I'm saying. I would be like, no, you're going to tell me and you're going to tell the public because...
I don't give a shit about the public, but I would want to know.
But if you tell the public, it's whatever they found, if it had to do with me or not, it could still bring up something like, oh, hey, we know about that. So I feel like by not telling the public, you're missing out on something that could either help with that case or potentially a different one. Know what I'm saying?
I think if it was me, I would just want to know what they found. And if it happened to be my child or whatever, I'd be like, all right.
But who the hell knows if they would or not, or if they did or not. That's the thing.
And I'd be like, fuck it. I don't care about whoever did it. I just want to know where my
child is. So her case was put on the proponents for a cold case in 2009 and added to the cold case unit later that year. In 2010, her father publicly criticized the police team for treating her disappearance as a missing person case and not a criminal matter. Which I don't blame him. I would too. Fuck y'all. In 2009, Jeffrey Streslin said that the investigation was still active. He said, "We don't know if Mara is a victim, but the state is treating it as a potential homicide. It may be a missing persons case, but it's still being handled as a criminal investigation." And then later they put it on the cold case list. Like, not even... I'd be like, bitch. No. So in 2014, on the 10th anniversary of her disappearance, the same guy, Streslin, said, "We haven't had any credible sightings of Mara since the night she disappeared." He was basically saying, like, yeah, we got nothing. And we continue to have nothing, and it's still a cold case. But her dad believed that she was dead and had been abducted the night of her disappearance. So...
probably.
A year... 3 years later, on the 13th anniversary, the same guy, Streslin, wrote in an email to the Boston Globe, "It is still an open case with periods of activity, and at times it goes dormant. There are no new updates to share at this time." Even though they keep saying that it's a cold case, they're like, also, it's still active. Just kidding, it's a cold case. Just kidding. It's active. I'd be like, will you fucking figure it out?
Yeah.
On the 15th anniversary in 2009, her dad took back his belief that his daughter was dead, and he said that he thinks that if she was dead, he believed that it happened in the place where the cadaver dogs went crazy. So I guess they didn't tell him anything either, if he's saying that in 2019. In early April... They did an excavation. Jesus. Was done on the basement of that house. He wanted to search the home, but the owners would not cooperate. They sold the house, and its new owners allowed several searches of the property and excavation, and they found absolutely nothing other than what appears to be a piece of pottery or old piping. I'd be like, but why are the dogs hit then?
I'm sure they make mistakes. It can't be perfect.
Well, yeah. In 2021, the tree was marked with a blue ribbon as a memorial was cut down by the property owner. After that, which not very long after that, a request from the family wanted to have a historical marker placed at the site, and it was turned down. So I guess the family, the people that live there now are probably like, I don't want to do this anymore. I feel like that would be a hard thing to, like, you wouldn't want to, like, have people out there all the time, like, hanging out at the tree, and, but also, like, how can you say, take that down, don't put a national marker, like, there's no way I could say no.
I would say no.
Oh.
Or I just wouldn't buy that house.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to be conflicted, just don't live there. In September of 2021, the New Hampshire State Police announced that bone fragments had been found on Loon Mountain in Lincoln, New Hampshire, which was 25 miles east of her crash. And she had been to the mountain before and had knowledge of the area, according to her sister. And the fragments were described as pretty small. And they said they were going to take at least 2 months to determine if it was her or not. And in November, it stated that it wasn't her. And in January of this year, the FBI issued a national alert in her case and created a violent criminal apprehension profile, allowing multiple law enforcement agencies to share information regarding her case. And in July, law enforcement initiated a search in different towns, but still nothing. It's like she wrecked her car, locked it, and then vanished into thin air, basically.
Like, bus driver.
But he called the cops.
Yeah, hours later.
No, not hours later. He went home after talking to her. It was like 10, 20 minutes later.
Plenty of time.
Mm-mm. I don't know. Her disappearance has been cited as the first crime mystery of the social media age. Because, like, what am I, chat rooms and chat boards and shit like that, I guess, were, like, blowing up and going crazy. But, yeah, there's still nothing. It's so weird. Like, cases like this are so weird. Like, where did they go? Like, you just,
I don't know,
disintegrated? It's so weird.
Maybe she just ran away. Maybe it's not a criminal act at
all. I think that, too. Like, what if they did run away and they're, like, living in Greenland and, like, listening to this podcast and they're like, they'll never find me.
You didn't fool me if you're listening.
But I'm saying, I'm sure that that has happened.
Yeah, I'm sure. People run away all the time.
Wouldn't that be so crazy? And you're just like watching TV and people are like, oh my God, Carl's missing. He had to have been kidnapped. And then Carl's just chilling somewhere, watching the news.
He's on the beach having a mojito.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm totally sure that that's happened. That is so crazy. I could never live with that. Like, I would have to, like, at least let my parents know I wasn't
most kidnapped. People that run away don't care what that's true about their parents. Yeah. So, a reason. I mean, there is a reason they're running away.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. Would you do it?
Run away?
I'm saying, if you ran away, would you be able to be like, bye, and not tell anybody?
Probably.
Okay, so now I have to watch you.
I would never run away. I got no reason to run away from nothing.
Where would you go?
If I ran away?
Yeah.
I don't, the hills, the woods. I wouldn't go very far.
The hills. Just find me out on the hill.
The woods.
But don't find me.
I'll find an abandoned cabin and live in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I know your plan.
Never find me.
If you want to follow her sister, or if you know any information, or you just want to keep up with the story, or whatever, her sister is Julie Murray, Murray, and you can find her on TikTok. Her username is Mara Murray Missing, and she, like, updates a lot. From what I can tell. So,
what does she have to update? Ain't no new information.
Well, like, I guess stuff they're doing, stuff the family thinks, like, theories that they think that could have happened besides, like, what the cops think, like, all kind. I looked at a lot of her videos last night. So I don't know. But you can find her there if you would like to keep up with it.
Okay.
So there's that.
Unsolved.
It's crazy. Like, where are you?
Where are you?
I knew you were going to do that. I knew it. Do your job, bro.
I don't have my job. I quit.
You have shout outs.
I got enough jobs.
You have shout outs.
Let's see if I remember who to shout out. I'm having trouble concentrating because the fan is drying my contacts out.
Well, close your eyes and shout.
Close my eyes and shout, or just shout out. Big time shout outs to Derek and to Trevor.
Those are easy because you know them personally.
Yeah, for like 30 years. Brianna and Josh. And Rochelle. Big time shout outs. As you can tell, I'm very committed.
And good at his job.
And I have the mind of a steel trap.
Yeah. We all know that's not true. So yeah, the end. You're welcome. We're glad to be here. Now Eric is going to fix his eyes and Sophie's eye. And then we're going to argue about what to watch on TV.
I can't do anything else unsolved. One's enough.
Whatever. Any last words for this episode?
Nope. Big time shout outs.
We will. Do you want to say it?
No.
We'll scare you later.